Since the September 11th attacks, several government and former government officials have been making the case that the hand of Saddam Hussein can be seen, both in the hijackings and the anthrax attacks. They include a small group of senior members of the Bush administration who have urged the president to consider war on Iraq as part of the war on terrorism. Despite the suspicions, no hard evidence has emerged that Baghdad was involved. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The case against Iraq is based on three things. First, Mohammed Atta, believed to be the key organizer of the September 11th attacks, met earlier this year with an Iraqi agent in Prague. Second, Iraq stockpiled anthrax as a biological weapon. And third, recent allegations that there's a camp in Iraq where foreign terrorists are trained. The allegation about the terrorist training camp comes through a recent Iraqi defector. According to this story, the camp is located near the town of Salman Pak, southeast of Baghdad, and it contains a Boeing jetliner that could be used to train hijackers how to seize a plane. There's no doubt that this camp exists. UN weapons inspectors knew about it and even visited there in the 1990s, according to Charles Delfer, the deputy head of the now-defunct UN Special Commission for Iraq.
There were lots of places in Iraq where training of non-Iraqis for things which, by our lexicon, would be considered terrorism, was taking place. That's why Iraq is on the terrorist list. Having a large aircraft, a 707, in a peninsula, completely visible from the air or from satellite, and with no airline runways nearby, that's not there by accident.
Salman Pak is also a place where the Iraqi intelligence service developed its biological weapons program in the late 1980s. But that facility was destroyed after the Gulf War, according to Scott Ritter, a former UN weapons inspector who studied Iraqi intelligence documents and aerial photos of the Salman Pak camp. Ritter finds the allegations about the camp unconvincing.
Under no circumstance in any investigation of the documents did we find any evidence that suggested that they were involved in training non-Iraqi Arabs in hijacking techniques or other terrorist activities. This was a group responsible for suppressing internal dissent, and their focus of effort was against other anti-Saddam elements. They had no international role that could be discerned.
Contacts between Iraqi intelligence and Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network have been alleged for years. Last week, Czech officials confirmed that Mohammed Atta did meet with an Iraqi intelligence official in Prague last April. What they talked about is not known. Yesterday, police in Germany disclosed they believe an Iraqi covert network is present there. Scott Ritter says it was well known within the UN Weapons Inspectorate that Baghdad set up such networks around the world, but Ritter says the purpose was to rearm Saddam Hussein's military.
The Iraqi intelligence services made extensive use of non-Iraqi Arabs in developing their networks in Europe and in the Middle East and in Asia. Most of the activities that we saw pertain to covert procurement efforts to acquire technology and equipment forbidden under economic sanctions.
Perhaps the strongest suspicions about Iraq focus on the anthrax. UN weapons inspectors believed Iraq produced large stockpiles of anthrax in liquid form and that it was trying to perfect a way of drying it and turning it into a powder. But UN inspectors never actually found such dried anthrax. Some news reports have alleged that the anthrax sent to Senator Daschle's office was coated with bentonite, a compound used to make the spores float on air. But it was never determined for certain whether Iraq experimented with bentonite for this purpose. Other makers could have used it as well. In addition, there is no reason yet to believe that Iraq possesses the same strain of anthrax now let loose in the United States. In the 1980s, Iraq bought 7 strains of anthrax from the U.S. and 2 from France, says Raymond Zielinskis, a former weapons inspector. The strain discovered here is something else.
So the question is whether or not the Iraqis recovered a wild strain from the environment or purchased one or somehow secured it from Africa and then supplied saboteurs or terrorists here. But that's a pretty distant possibility. I think a much more likely possibility is that we have some homegrown terrorists or individual that's doing this.
Still, even the doubters urge a thorough investigation of possible Iraqi connections. If the anthrax sent through the U.S. mail is homegrown, those sending it could have received help from outside the United States. That's Charles Delfer's suspicion.
Iraq is on the short list of those countries that presumably could have had this knowledge, but there are others. There are individuals with this knowledge who had been associated with other governments. They may be in circulation, a non-state organization with a lot of money, perhaps not enough money to buy fissile nuclear material, may be able to buy this type of information and material.
What most of the experts say is that there may eventually be a case implicating Iraq, but so far, based on what is known publicly, that case has not yet been made. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.